Amen. How many of you are happy to be in church this morning? All right, if you are, come on, wave at me from the front to the back. God is good. Amen. What an awesome time of worship we had. All right, how many of you felt the presence of the Lord? Come on, just lift up your hands. Yeah. It was so good. Thank you, Pastor Derek and the team, for leading us in such an awesome time. And while I was just sitting down there and just worshiping the Lord, I strongly sensed like the Lord and His peace. You know, and I just sense like the voice of the Lord telling me, Jeff, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. And I just want to let you know, church, that if it's not okay, then it's not the end, all right? There is a light at the end of the tunnel, and His name is Jesus, all right? And He's right there at your future. And for those of you sitting down here with uncertainty of what's going to happen in your life, and you're thinking to yourself, Lord, I don't know, like, you're at the crossroads of your life. You're making a huge decision in your life, or you're not making any decisions in your life, and you're just nervous, and you're just thinking, Lord, what's going to happen in the next couple of years in my life? Let me tell you, the God of peace is with you. I love what David wrote in Psalms 139, that, Lord, even if I put my bed in hell, Lord, You are still there with me. Even if I go here, go to the north, go to up, Lord, You are still going to the deepest of the heavens, Lord, You are still with me, Lord Jesus. And I want to encourage some of you, church, that God is already at your future. God is already there. He has already been there. All you have to do is trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, come on, acknowledge the Lord, and He shall direct your path. Direct your path. The Lord is the greatest director of path. Sometimes we behave like the director in our lives. Sometimes you are like, God, get off the director's seat, because it's time for me to direct my life. And let me tell you, that's where bad news comes, actually, you know. And it's time, church, it's time to trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. And if you're sitting down here unsure, I'm pretty sure that some of us are unsure. Some of us, we walk into the church like we are the greatest Christians in our life. Like, sister, God is so good. But inside your heart, you're just crumbling. You're like, oh man, what's going to happen tomorrow? And some of you are like, you know, hey, brother, like, how are you doing? Oh, I'm great. Bro, let me tell you, I had the greatest week. But in fact, you had the worst week of your life. But let me tell you, as we stand inside church, as we sit in these seats, we have a Savior, we have a lover of your soul, we have Jesus who sits together with you. And He cares for you. Have you ever heard this saying, you know, when I was young and growing up in church, I always hear this. Come on, church, let's worship the Lord. Let's leave all of our trash at the door and come into His presence. Do you know when you go to someone's house, you leave your slippers at the door, then you go in, and then when you come out, you still take your slippers with you, right? And we always think, oh, leave your trash at the door and come and worship Him. And then once you step out of church, you take it back with you. But no, let me tell you, the Lord is here and He wants to heal you. But let me tell you, come in the way you are. Step into the presence of the Lord with all your brokenness, with all your unsure, with all your doubt. Lord, would You still heal me, Lord? Lord, would You still do this, Lord? Lord, how come You can do for others, Lord? Let me tell you, as you sit as you are, that's all He wants. The Creator of the universe is looking for your heart. He created the whole universe, a huge, mighty God. But He still wants that heart of yours. So come in the way that you are. And today, you know, I want to talk about healing tonight, this morning. I want to talk about healing tonight. And I want to talk to you about going after the healer instead of going after the healing. What a presence of the Lord when Joanne plays that. And in the book, as what Pastor Jonathan said, in Psalms 107, it says, Psalms 107 verse 19. He says, then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and He saved them out of their distress. And verse 20, it says, He sent His word and He healed them. Today, the Lord is sending His word. Church, where do you need His word? You see, His word is full of life and not death. And the Bible says that when He sends His word shall go forth and accomplish everything that it sets out to, and it will not return void. So church, right now, wherever you're sitting, wherever you need healing, wherever you need breakthrough, wherever you need a change, a transformation, let the word of the Lord go forth and bring forth that transformation in your life right now. As you sit here, I want you to meditate on the goodness of the Lord, on the healing of the Lord, but at the same time, I want you to bring forth your problems toward the Lord, your troubles, your brokenness towards the Lord. You see, we grow in a culture where we go through like all these kind of things, but when someone asks, "Are you okay?" we don't share anything. We are like, okay, I have to press this down on a Sunday morning, and then I have to come to church and sit and worship the Lord, and then we go back. But now today I'm encouraging you, church, to confront your problems and look them right in the eye and tell your problems straight on and say, God send His word to heal and to deliver. Amen, church. He sent His word to heal and to deliver. How many of you know that it's not the will of God for you to be in sickness? That's according to the Bible. It's not the will of God for you to be in sickness. We have heard many stories about people saying that some people just approach them, "Oh, you're sick. Maybe it's what your father's sin is coming upon you. Oh, you're sick. Oh, maybe it's what you have done before. That's why you're sick now." No. "Oh, you're sick, or maybe the Lord is testing you. Why I can't have a different test? Why must be that test? Oh, the Lord is testing." No. You see, if God in the Bible, it says in the book of Matthew that he calls Jesus the good shepherd. And do you tell me, think with me, ponder with me. Is it the will of the shepherd for the sheep to be hurt and broken and you know, suffering in sickness? No, the sheep, the shepherd looks after the sheep. And in the same way, He's a good shepherd to all of us whom are His sheep. We are His sheep. And so it's not the will of God, church, for Calvary Community Church to be drowned in sickness. It's not. I don't agree with that. And so today, come on, I want you to receive your healing. If the healing of the Lord is not relevant, if we are still in sickness, then the work of the Lord is not finished on the cross. Isn't that right, church? But the Bible says that when He went on the cross, His last words He said, "It is finished. It is finished." Why did He say it is finished? That's such a prophetic declaration that the Lord spoke out on that cross. And He told, "Brother, sister, it is finished. The years of addiction, the years of bondage, it is finished. The years of being stuck in your sickness, the years of being stuck financially, it is finished." So when you go through some problems in your life, look them straight in the eye and say, "Jesus said, it is finished." That's such a declaration that you let out. Amen. Amen. Such a presence of the Lord here. And the greatest healer that ever lived on the face of the earth was Jesus Himself. In Matthew chapter 9 and verse 35. You know, we're going to put that scripture, Matthew 9:35. It says, can we read it together, church? Church, y'all are angry with me today. No, right? Okay. Maybe I made it this one. All right. Matthew 9:35. We're going to read it together. 1, 2, 3. healing every disease and every sickness. He did not say some here and there. You with the good clothes, you are going to get your healing today. You go iron your clothes first, then come. No, he did not say that. The Bible says that he healed every sickness and every disease. That's the promise of the Lord to his church concerning healing, that he heals every sickness and every disease. As you sit here, church, meditate on that. He heals every sickness and every disease. In a while, we're just going to worship the Lord. You can just sit down and we're going to worship the Lord a bit. But meditate on the healing. Because throughout this whole service, as the Lord's word goes out, you know, right now, I truly believe that you don't need someone to come and lay hands on you. That even as you touch the Lord, the healing will begin to take place. It's how with the woman with the blood issue for many years, she did not go there and say, "Pastor, please pray for me." She said, "Lord, I will touch that garment, just the corner of that hem of your garment, Lord, and I shall be healed." And I was thinking, how did she know? But if you look two chapters before, right, this found in Luke chapter 6, if I'm not mistaken. All right, it says that the people, the multitudes follow him because they knew they carried power. So all they wanted to do is just to touch Jesus. All they wanted to do is just touch Jesus. So today as we worship the Lord, as Pastor Derek is going to lead us, I want you to close your eyes, church, all across this place. And if you're looking for healing this morning, the shepherd loves his sheep. And I see a vision of the Lord just coming, you know, his hands. And the Lord's just embracing some of you this morning. The Lord's just embracing you right now. Jesus, thank you, God.
You are the God that he loved me. You are the Lord, my healer. You sent your word and healed my disease. You are the Lord, my healer.
You are the God.
You are the God that healed me. You are the Lord, my healer. You sent your word and healed my disease. You are the Lord, my healer.
We're going to sing this again, church. For those of you struggling and you need physical healing this morning, only those of you who need like maybe physical healing or emotional healing, I want you to take a step of faith. I want you to stand up from your seat right now. Stand up from your seat. Only for those who are looking for healing. That's right. That's right. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. All across this room. That's right. Thank you so much. Yes, yes. Those at the back. Thank you. Thank you so much. If you're standing in proxy for someone who needs healing as well, please go ahead and stand up. Come on, faith attracts the healings of the Lord. Come on, that's right. Stand up to your feet. Yep. Come on, you know, as we sing this song, just receive. I want you to, you know, lift your hands towards the Lord right now. He's such a good Father.
And heal my disease.
You know, as he sings, for those of you who need healing, just stand up to your feet. All right, physical healing. Some of you looking for financial breakthrough.
You are Lord.
That's right.
That he loves
yes.
me. You are Lord.
Prophetically, I say that God can supernaturally cancel your debts, financial debts. I hear the Lord say financial debts. That's you. You want to sit? Just go ahead. Come on, receive. Receive right now.
You are the Lord, my healer.
I speak to every back pain.
You are
is the Lord that healeth me.
That healeth me. You are the Lord, my healer.
You sent your word.
You sent your word and healed my disease.
You are the Lord.
You are the Lord.
Come on, let the Lord sing over you.
Healer.
I am the Lord.
I am the Lord. That healeth thee. I am the Lord, your healer. I've sent my word, and I heal your disease. I am the God, your healer.
One more time.
I am the Lord.
Come on, receive your healing right now. In the name of Jesus,
I am the Lord.
Touch your people, God. Touch your people, Lord. Let there be healing right now. Every sickness, every disease, I command you, leave right now in the name of Jesus. You have no right to be in these bodies. Leave right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Depression, leave. Cancer, leave right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Every hopeless situation, we speak the God of hope. We speak the God of peace in Jesus' name. One more time. One more time.
I am the Lord.
That's right.
That he loved me. I am the Lord, your healer. I've sent my word and healed your disease. I am the Lord, your healer.
Just one last time.
I am the Lord. That he loved thee. I am the Lord, your healer. I send my word and heal your disease. I am the Lord, my healer.
And what can wash away
my sin?
Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Oh, precious.
And oh,
how precious,
precious,
Lord. How precious is the blood that was shed for us on that cross.
It makes me
Lord, heal us, Lord. Heal me, Lord Jesus.
No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. One can wash away my sin. Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
One
can make me whole again.
That's right. Receive it right now.
Nothing
Jesus' name.
Rikana na ma shala na na ma kasika. Precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Oh, precious, oh, precious. Jeremiah chapter 32 and verse 17, it says, Our Lord God, behold, you have made the heavens and you have made the earth by your great power and outstretched arm. Church, and it ends the words, it says, there is nothing that is too hard for you. Come on, you can have your seat right now. There is nothing that is too hard for the Lord. And that's another promise towards you, says the Lord. There is nothing that is too hard for the Lord. And there is healing for you today. There is healing for you today. And in the book, you know, in the Bible it says, for we walk by faith and not by sight. You see, when you attain healing, there's many people who came towards the Lord, and as He healed those people, He said to these people, go and be well, for your faith has made you well. Your faith has made you whole. Church, faith comes together with your healing. Today, as you sit here, and if you are faithless, I've got a good news for you. In the book of Timothy, it says that even if we are faithless, the Lord will always remain faithful towards you. And so if you're sitting here with a broken faith, it's good, because in our weaknesses, the Lord's strength is made perfect in us. So if you're sitting here with just that little faith that you have, come on, come towards the Lord and give Him that faith. And just tell the Lord, Lord, this is all I have to offer. This is a healing that I've been praying for years after years after years, and I've not seen the breakthrough. And the Lord is saying, have faith, child. Have faith. The best person to have faith in is the Lord, church. It's not your medicines. Medicines are a good thing. But let me tell you, the healing comes from the Lord. The healing comes from the Lord. Because we have heard of so many testimonies of how people go to the doctors and the doctors say, I'm sorry, we can't help anymore. They have done all that they can, as much as they have given. But it's still there. And we have heard so many testimonies of how these things happen. And they go and put their faith in the Lord. And out of the suddenly, there is such healing that takes place. And even the doctors get shocked by it. And you know, many years ago, I think I've told this testimony of how we were having a youth service. And this girl walks in with a cast in her hand. And she fell and she broke, she fractured her hand, a cast in her hand. And as she walked into that service, we went to her and was like, hey, what's going on? Oh, I fell. And I was like, oh, okay, and does it hurt? She said, it's very painful. You can't even touch the cast. It's very painful. And so at the end of the whole service, you know, God stirred up faith, you know, in some of these young people, in some of us, and we were like, okay, let's go and pray for this girl. Let's go pray for this girl. And we prayed for her. We prayed for her the first time, nothing happened. The second time, nothing happened. The third time we prayed for her, and when we said, in Jesus' name I pray, amen, her face literally lit up. Like, she got a shock of her life, because she realized there was no more pain at all. in the cast. There's no more pain at all in the hand. All right, the climax is not that, church. The climax is the next day she had a checkup. And she goes to the checkup, and the doctor takes x-ray again. And the doctor has the shock of his life because he has the previous x-ray with the fracture. He can see it. But in this new x-ray, there is no fracture at all. Come on, give glory to Jesus. All right? And the doctor gets amazed by this and he says, what happened? The doctor is asking the patient, what happened to you? And do you know this girl, with all of her faith being healed by God, that stirred up something within her. She said, Jesus, heal me. And immediately, you know, she starts evangelizing to this doctor as well. The doctor has the two x-rays there. And she even showed us there's one with a fracture, with a crack on a bone. The other one, the crack is just missing in a couple of days. There is nothing that's too hard for the Lord. And sometimes, church, if you are feeling faithless, like what happened to this little girl, right? This young girl, is maybe she walked into that place, oh, you know, I'm hurt. Maybe she didn't even ask God for healing. But because of the faith of her surrounding friends that was stirred up to believe in the healing, not for themselves, but for that girl, she got healed. She got healed. And faith is a contagious thing. When you go around hopeless people, you start to feel hopeless, actually. But when you're around faith-filled, power-filled, you know, all this filled Christians, right? When you're around them, you just feel like, God, I can conquer the world, Lord. Even if you walk into this church with a broken leg, you'll be like, I can run for the Lord. Because of faith, because faith is a contagious thing. So when I sit next to my brother over here and he's having a rough day, but because there is a faith within me that, you know, Lord, you can heal, Lord, you can do, Lord, there is nothing that's too hard of you, you know, something will start to stir within this brother who's beside him, and he'll be like, God, I will believe you for my healing. Lord, I'll believe you for whatever you have for me. So church, I'm encouraging you, stir up the gift of faith in your life. Stir up the gift of faith today. How many of you here want to hear one testimony? Right? Testimony. I want to talk about Pastor Derek, actually. Pastor Derek is a man of faith because he's been through rough waters in his life. All right? Ever since I've known him. All right? All right. How many of you have applied for Australian visa before? Because I've applied for Australian visa with Pastor Derek before. A group of us was going to go to Australia, Hillsong Conference. We were so excited, all right? We were this, we were that. We were like, we booked the tickets, right? We booked the tickets, right? And we were like, yo! And all of us go and apply for Australian visa. I think there were seven of us. And guess what? Six of us all approved. Pastor Derek rejected. And there is no reason to reject Pastor Derek's visa. He's not a terrorist. All right? He's, and we were like, oh no, you know, the flight is in 2 weeks' time, or I don't know, two weeks, right? And we're like, oh my God. And what do we do? And Pastor Derek was like, oh, it's okay, I'll apply again. Maybe it's a mistake or something. All right? And he applies again, and we're like, okay, we're going to go to Australia, gets a phone call, your visa has been rejected. Second time it's rejected. How many times you applied altogether? Four times. Third time he applies and he gets rejected. And we start to freak out because there's just one more week till the flight. And I'm like, God, like, what are you doing? Because all of us approved, but man, and the last one, the fourth time, right? The fourth time we were like, okay, this is it. We got to pray. And Pastor Derek was like, God, I just surrender to you. If not approved, then I'm not going to Australia. All right? And he submits this, and we wait for a couple of days. 1 week till flight, all right? We wait for a couple of days. There is no news at all. There is no news. And we're like, Derek, I'm so sorry. You can watch the live stream from here, all right? I'm so sorry. All right? And how many days before the flight? 1 day before the flight, church. 1 day before the flight, he gets an email and says, I'm sorry it took long, but it's approved now. It's approved. And yeah, come on. Right? And we were just watching and we were like, oh man, it always happens to Derek. You know? And then we go a couple of years later, Derek meets the love of his life, Joyce, who's at the back over there. And you know, they're dating and all, and they want to get married, okay? So they're planning their wedding, right? We're going to go after it. And then you know what happens? COVID happens. All right? And COVID happens, and Derek has already booked the place. Booked the hotel, booked the flowers, booked everything you have to book for a wedding. He has booked, and suddenly on Instagram, there is a Prime Minister announcement coming at 7 o'clock today. Let's all watch it. Right? We watch it and he say, oh, the numbers of the COVID cases are soaring. We gotta get everything on lockdown. Lockdown. All right, that was how many months before your wedding, Pastor Derek? Just few months before the wedding. And you know our lockdown, don't know how long it'll go. All right, you've been through that, all right? And we were freaking out for him. We were like, oh no, then how is this? Can you get back the deposit? Because in my mind, we were like, okay, he's not going to have the wedding. Either you just get married in church and like just a small thing and then just finish, or like maybe you postpone it. He's not going to get married. And all of us are freaking out, but here is Derek and he's smiling. He's like, and he tells me this, which blows my mind. He said, Jeff, don't worry, I will get married at that place. I'm like, dude, have you seen our PM? He has made the announcement. It's on lockdown. All right. And he's so assured. He's so assured. Guys, don't worry. He tells everyone, guys, don't worry, I'm still going to get married. All right. And then we go through a couple, like, you know, a few months later, and we are still on lockdown. We are still on lockdown. But just nice, church, just nice, during the week of his wedding, during the week, guys, like just a couple of weeks, they said, we are releasing the lockdown, all right? There won't be any lockdown, all right? You guys can do whatever you want. That's the message from Malaysia. And we are so happy. We do the wedding, all right? You know, and I give a speech. I'm one of the groomsmen. I give a speech. And my speech, there was only one thing that was highlighting about Derek, that he's a man of faith. He's a man of faith. That even when everyone said, you're not going to have your wedding, he's like, I'm going to have my wedding. And guess what? His wedding finishes, that whole week finishes, the lockdown resumes back again. Come on, give glory to God. I believe that God stopped that lockdown for 1 week just for him to get married, and then he was like, resume back, you know? Because he loves God loves Derek so much. Because he's a sheep, not a goat. He's a sheep. And the good shepherd loves his sheep and cares for him. He doesn't only care about how much he does for him in the church. No. God cares about who he gets married to. God cares about the baby he has. God cares about his wedding. And let me tell you, the flowers were amazing. I've never seen a wedding with those kind of flowers before. It was dried and alive flowers mixed up together like that, you know. And the flowers wasn't down. It was like this huge, right? Taller than. And that's faith over there. And that's faith. And let me tell you why I'm telling you this. Because the faith in Derek stirred up the faith within me as well. Stirred up the faith within me. And I'm telling you this, all right? And we want to honor Pastor Derek for having such faith. And you know, because he has gone through the roughest of things, all right? Sometimes when he booked his flight ticket, it doesn't happen. And then it happens in the last minute and stuff like that, right? Why I'm telling you this, just to stir up your faith, church. Just to... And if you're looking for healing today, And I love what Pastor Rajan shared yesterday in Genesis chapter 50 and verse 20. It says that, you know, Joseph says that what you meant for evil, God turned it around for my good. Let me tell you, Christians, you guys have believers in Jesus, followers in Jesus, you guys have a good news. And that's Romans 8:28. that all things in your life, whether good or bad, all things will work together for good. For good to those who are called according to His purpose. So everything, whatever you're going through, don't despise the journey, church. Don't despise the journey towards your healing. You may ask, like, why God is not healing me? Let me tell you the answer, okay? Get ready for this. I don't know. I don't know the answer. Like, why sometimes He heals this person fast, but this one takes a journey and stuff like that. I don't know. It's your journey. But what I know is that He is always good, and the Bible calls Him as the healer. He's the healer. So I'm not going to say, like, God, you must give me a healing, then I'll go after you. I'll just say, Lord, I'm running after the healer, which is you, Lord. I'll run after you, Lord. Because when you run after the healer, let me tell you, the healing comes, church. The healing comes. And so I want to stir up your faith today. Believe. It's time to trust in the Lord again. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not on your own understanding. What it means is, from here, from your mind, it's time to come to the heart. One of the things I really catch from Pastor Jonathan is that he said 90% of your life, whatever you do, has got to do with your heart. Has got to do with your heart. Because the Bible also said, guard your heart, keep your heart, guard your heart, because out of it flows the issues of life. And let me get physical a bit, all right? You know, in the book of Proverbs chapter 17 verse 22, it says, a cheerful heart, we want to put that scripture, a merry heart does good like medicine, but a broken spirit dries the bones. Maybe, church, just maybe, think with me, maybe some of us have not received our healing because our heart is broken. And you've been holding on to this broken heart. Maybe you witness someone you've been praying for healing for many years and it didn't happen, and that person lost his life and that like struck her like an arrow in your heart. But let me tell you, it's time to let go and let the Lord heal your heart. Let the Lord heal your heart. Because a merry heart does good like medicine. And that's all I want to share with you this morning. That's all I want to share with you this morning. And I want to come to the next part. If some of you guys are looking for healing, church, if we are looking for healing, do you know communion is one of the most powerful emblems? You know, those emblems are so powerful for your healing. One of the greatest things God has given us is that communion that we are able to have with Him. The blood that was shed and the body that was broken. 39 stripes on His back. Punishment of our peace was upon Him so that we may have a life of freedom. And you know, as we're going to get ready for communion, as you're going to get, oh, I have communion here. How many of you know life in the Hebrew word is Zoe? Zoe life. This is your Zoe life. As you take this, whatever I declare, whatever is dead, whatever has been stuck, it shall come to life in Jesus' name, church. So I want you to prepare your communion right now. If you can, we're going to stand up to our feet this evening, this morning. I keep saying this evening. Just prepare your communion as Pastor Derek, you know, will just lead us in a song. I want you to turn your affection to Jesus. And it's time to put your trust in Him once again, church. And you know, towards the end of the service, if you want us to pray together with you and believe together with you with your healing, you know, at the end of the service, please come to the front. And for those of you who stood up just now, I want you to check your bodies later on. Like you've got, like you know, if you feel like better, if you feel completely healed, come and share with us. You know, we would like to like get your testimonies. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I just pray, God, this morning as we come to the Lord's table, oh God. We thank you for your body, oh God, that was broken for your people, Lord Jesus. We thank you, oh God, for your blood that was shed, Lord. Father, as your people take this communion, oh God, Lord, I speak your life into your people, oh God. Whatever that is dead shall come to life. Every muscle, every cell, every nerve in the body of God, it shall come in alignment with the Lord, with the word of the Lord that says, by the stripes of Jesus, we have been healed, God. So we give you praise and glory. In Jesus' name we pray.
Show me your face, Lord. Show me your might stand in this holy place. Oh, show me your face, Lord, your power and grace. I can make it to the end. I can just see your face. Show me, Lord. Show me your face, Lord. Show me your face. And gird up my legs that I might stand in this world. I could just see your face.
We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, God, for this bread and cup, Lord. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, it says that on the same night when Jesus was betrayed, you know, he was with his family, with the disciples. You know, and he said he took the bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and he gave it to the disciples, and he said, take and eat, this is my body which is being broken for you, and do this in remembrance of me. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that by your stripes, God, we have been healed, Lord Jesus. We thank you that this bread is bringing healing to your people. Church, as you take this bread bring healing. Let the Lord minister healing to you right now. Let's take this bread together as one. And in the same manner, Jesus took the cup and he said, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, and as often as you drink it, do this in remembrance of me. In the book of Revelation chapter 12 verse 11, it says that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb, by the blood of the Lamb. Church, wherever you need breakthrough today, whatever struggles you're going through, whatever obstacles, whatever that is stuck, whatever that is dead, let this cup bring healing right now in the name of Jesus. Let's drink this together, church. When you put your cups down right now, just lift your hand towards the Lord. Just lift your hand towards the Lord. As we're going to sing the chorus one more time. Come on, let the Lord just minister healing to you right now. Come on, show me your face.
Show me your face, Lord. Show me your face. And gird up my legs that I might stand in this holy place. Oh, show me your face, Lord, your power and grace. I can make it to the end if I could just see your face.
Come on, one more time.
Show me your face, Lord. Show me your face, Jesus. And gird up my legs that I might stand in this holy place. Just see your face.
As the deer pants for the water, so my soul longed after
thee. Oh, sing it, church. You sing it.
You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship.
Yes, the dear,
as the dear pants for the water, so my soul longeth after desire, and I long to worship you.
Sing, you alone.
You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield.
You alone.
You alone are my strength and my shield. To you alone make my spirit.
You alone.
You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you.
Yes, the dear,
as the dear pants for the water, so my soul longeth after thee. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to
you're my friend.
Worship.
You're my friend.
You're my friend. Brother, even though you are a king,
I love you, God.
I love you more than any other, so much more than any.
You're my friend.
We're gonna sing that again.
Than anything.
the third verse.
I want you more than gold or silver. Only you can satisfy. You alone are the real joy giver and the apple of
my eye. We sing that again. Let His love minister to you right now.
I want you more than gold, silver, only you can satisfy.
You alone,
you alone are the real joy giver
and the apple of my eye.
You my shield, you alone make my spirit. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone make my spirit yield. You alone are my desire, and I long to worship you, and I long to worship you, and I long to worship.
Lift your hands towards the Lord. Father, we just thank you for this morning, God. We thank you for your presence, God. Not here for anything but you, Jesus. Right now, God, we just speak healing right now. Let your people be healed, God, wherever they need healing. Wherever there needs to be breakthrough, we speak breakthrough. Where there needs to be freedom, God, let that be the freedom of the Holy Spirit that goes forth, God, and sets your people free. God, I thank you that you bless your people even as they walk out of this place, oh God. Lord, let them be in constant communion with the Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your presence, God. We know that there's an abiding presence that's resting right now in this place. As your people go forth, let them walk in victory, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your presence. We give you praise and we give you glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.